Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. He has played a lot of golf courses. I know of that in the States. I don't know if he's played across the pond or not. Time for our VolQuest report. Austin, how are you?
Top of the morning to you.
It's going to be a blast tomorrow. Have you been to London?
I have not. You know, I've told my wife that's what I want for my 40th birthday, which, you know, we're not rushing that. That's 5 years away. We're not rushing that at all. But I would love to go over and play St. Andrews and hit a lot of the open rota courses for the 40th. So, we're not rushing.
Austin, I know after this game we're going to be talking a lot about injuries, lack thereof, or a lot of injuries for Tennessee and what that means moving forward. There was some injury talk this week. Of course, bad news with Jonathan Kongbo, but you got some good news about some guys as the week went on. What can you tell us about some of the players that were banged up against Auburn?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, Riley Locklear, Jim Pruitt said if they needed him to go, he'd be able to go Saturday. That's good news considering he's, you know, just a couple of weeks removed from having surgery on his knee. You know, elsewhere, I think Dominique Wood Anderson, will be available Saturday. I'm not sure about Mike Abernathy. You know, he's got an ankle sprain. I believe it to be a high one. So I think his availability is very much in question. And then to Saturday, which means they're thin in the back end at safety. Right now it'd be Schamberger and Nigel Warrior and Theo Jackson, kind of that three-headed monster right there. Because at the end of the day, you've lost Trayvon Flowers, and right now, like I said, I think Micah is, you know, very much questionable for Saturday's game against Alabama.
What do you want to see from Tennessee tomorrow? What do you want to see them come out and attempt, or not tomorrow, on Saturday against Alabama?
Just, you know, come out and fight. I mean, you've been a you know, very much a pesky team that's fought hard and basically every game at Florida. And, I mean, you just set yourself back there with the six turnovers. And if Tennessee can play mistake-free and not get big played to death by Alabama, then, you know, I don't think anybody's advocating Tennessee's going to pull the upset. But, I mean, maybe they give Alabama an actual football game where Alabama's got to, you know, push themselves a little bit. I mean, Alabama's not been pushed at this point. So, you know, I think ultimately you've got to, you know, much like in, you know, the Georgia game, the Auburn game, you've got to win the turnover battle. You've got to win time of possession. And more than anything, Tennessee's offense, if they're not scoring points, has to be able to, one, flip the field, but two, extend drives and, you know, pick up first downs and not, you know, have their defense out there a ton in the first half, because Alabama is really impressive, you know, anyway. But when you add Tua to the mix, they really change the dynamics of what they want to be able to do offensively. And so just go out there and continue to fight and show, you know you've kind of bought into what Coach Pruitt's preaching. And, you know, I don't think anybody's got some grand illusions that, you know, Tennessee's going to roll in there and beat the top-ranked Crimson Tide. But, you know, can they make this a game? You know, who knows? I think it depends on, you know, how they come out and how they start.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. He joins us on the Midday 180. Austin, is Alante Taylor the best individual coaching job that this staff has done so far, or would you point to someone else?
I think it's both he and Bryce Thompson. I mean, you know, Bryce Thompson didn't play a ton of corner in high school, did not get here until the summertime. Alante was here at least in the spring, and, you know, while he split time in the spring at receiver and DB, he at least got some reps in at DB and understood certain things. But I think it's both of them. I mean, I think both guys are playing at a high level. Alante's doing a phenomenal job, and he was rewarded with the fumble recovery for the touchdown at Auburn. Bryce Thompson, you know, has got a couple of interceptions on the year. And so I think it's just both those guys. I mean, what Jeremy Pruitt's doing with a couple of true freshman corners, I think is very impressive and shows you what he can do in the back end. And I think it just shows you what he can do defensively in general, given time and given an ability to land his type of player.
Jonathan Kongbo out for the year with a knee injury. DeAndre Johnson now stepping in for Tennessee, who looked really good in place of Kongbo on Saturday against Auburn. What does Tennessee get with DeAndre Johnson moving forward?
Well, I think he's more athletic than Jonathan Kongbo. He's a little bit longer, longer arms, you know, and the fact that, you know, you get him for the next few years. I mean, Jonathan Kongbo is a senior. His time was going to be up, you know, in a month and a half anyway. Now you get DeAndre Johnson, who will be pushed into, you know, a major role on this football team defensively, and we'll see if he can grow into it. You know, he shows flashes, but he's got to be more consistent. Jeremy Pruitt's talked about that, and if he's able to do that, then, you know, opposite Daryl Taylor, Tennessee's going to have two really, really athletic outside linebackers in that 3-4.
Austin, when you're out on the recruiting trail for Tennessee, we know that players don't pay attention to every little thing that happens in one season, and just because you're bad one year doesn't mean you can't get a really good recruiting class. But specifically a win at Auburn, because Tennessee is going head-to-head with Auburn on a ton of players out there. Does this help Tennessee moving forward with some of the recruits on their board?
I think so. I think more than anything, just being able to show you can win a game like that. You know, it's not about just being close. It's winning one. And, you know, everybody's going to say, well, Auburn, you know, they're not very good offensively. You're right, they're not. They're pretty much a train wreck offensively. But what Auburn is they're much better defensively. And Auburn is a lot faster than anybody Tennessee's faced at this point on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, they've got some real team speed on the offensive side. And, you know, I think that while Auburn, you know, has struggled offensively, they still have guys that can make plays. Look at Anthony Schwartz's touchdown. I mean, that was just a player making a play. So I look at that as, you know, Tennessee with a nice solid win on the road, a place that's very tough to win at. And if you're a recruit and you're Jeremy Pruitt, or if you're Trey Smith, as he talked about earlier this week, you know, you're just preaching, we need more guys. I mean, we're showing you what we can do with limited, you know, resources as far as players. You know, when we get, you know, a bunch of guys in here that can play, you know, what are we capable of under Coach Pruitt? And that's been, you know, pretty much the phone call to every major player this week. You know, Wanya Morris, you know, he was very much pro Tennessee Saturday at the game, mouthing to Jesse Hamilton and I Go Vols, and talked to Darnell Wright, and he said he watched the game and that Tennessee was turnt. I'm not sure what that means, but I think it's positive. You know, I think for Tennessee, you know, their ability to sell that win goes a long way. I don't think it, you know, necessarily means you land the player because of that win. But I think, you know, for a player that's looking for progress, looking for something to kind of hang their hat on with Tennessee, that's what you hang your hat on.
Daniel Batuli suspended for the first half against Alabama after getting ejected for a targeting penalty late in the Auburn game. How big is that? How big of a loss is that for Tennessee? Who do you see stepping in and playing for him?
Just means he can't go 99 yards on the pick six until the second half.
That's right. Yeah, that's a big moment in his career at Alabama last year.
It was.
It was also big for Rashawn Golden, if I recall, for his reaction to that.
Yes. I love Rashawn. He is a character. But you're right. You know, and they'll need, you know, Corte Sapp to step into that role. You know, you saw J.J. Peterson repping some of the outside linebacker with Kongbo being down. Will Ignat and, you know, will be another guy that they'll count on to come in and kind of spell the absence of Batuli, but it'll be Sapp and Darren Kirkland Jr. in those two linebacker sets for the most part in the first half.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless. Austin, thank you as always, and we will catch up with you next week. Enjoy the game.
You guys enjoy London.
We will.
Thanks, Austin.
We will. Thank you, man.